Hi, my name is Antoinette Gordy Smith, and I am a student in the School of Hospitality Management at Penn State University. I am also an associate of the Food Decisions Research Laboratory. I'm here today as part of the podcast series to interview Ms. Maria Kim, our SHM alum, to talk about her food experience from her time at Penn State.
Hi, Antoinette. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. So, first of all, thank you, Ms. Maria, for being a part of the Alumni in the Classroom event. My question to you would then be, how would you recall one of your more memorable food experiences while at Penn State, and what made it memorable for you?
Well, Antoinette, I never really left Penn State. I graduated here and ended up staying here. But one of my favorite memories at Cafe Laura is the rotisserie chicken served with garlic mashed potatoes and buttered corn. It was one of the most, I ate that at almost every lunchtime. We used to have that machine that makes the rotisserie chicken, and the smell in the hallway, it just brings back those memories. Just even sometimes walking down at Cafe Laura. We also had the pizza, which was made fresh daily right in front of you, because we had this pizza oven, a firewood oven or whatever oven it was made there. But it was so delicious. It was made in front of you. The students actually in 3:30 were taught to turn the pizza inside this oven. So those were my fond memories at Cafe Laura.
I also heard that you all had to make the dough by hand. And there's a different type of pizza now that they serve in Cafe Laura where it's not handmade. So could you talk a little more about that?
Yes. Yeah, so the pizza back in the day, I also worked at Cafe Laura as one of their students there. And besides doing the 3:30 and the 4:30 in the mornings, we had a chef that was in charge of food. Besides the instructors for 3:30, we also had a chef that created the recipes. So yes, the pizza dough was made daily, every day. We rolled it, we weighed it to make sure that it was exactly the same weight and laid it out right in the pizza pan and put it in the oven. The cheese was even fresh. It was grated every morning to be put on top of the pizza. So it was excellent.
Wow, I'm in 3:30 right now, and that sounds amazing. I've done the pizza a couple of times now, and it sounds nothing like that. That sounds so much fun.
Yes, so thank you for having me here today, and I really appreciate it, and I can't wait to hear more of the other alumni's favorite experience here at Penn State, and especially their favorite food.
Thank you, Ms. Maria Kim, for sharing your food experience with us. Well, we hope the students found this discussion informative. Don't forget to visit the Food Decisions Research Laboratory webpage at Penn State University to hear our other podcasts and be better informed as you create your own food experiences. Have a good day.